it was very unusual for the Attorney General to come out, and you would be forgiven if you were having flashbacks to 2016 when the FBI Director James Comey came out and gave a press conference about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. So when Merrick Garland announced that he was going to speak, we didn't have a lot of anticipation that he was going to say, you know, for instance, and here's the document that we found, or here's a copy of the warrant. But we did think that he would try and both defend the actions of the FBI, which he did, as lawful and not politically motivated.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
And then we knew he would have to say something about the search and about the warrant. He confirmed that he had personally authorized the search at Mar-a-Lago, which did not come as a surprise to those of us covering it, because we assumed that either he or his deputy, Lisa Monaco, would have had to sign off on an action this extraordinary.
First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
This is not something that would have been done without the knowledge or approval of the Attorney General. And then he did something else really remarkable, which was to say, we have filed a motion in court to unseal a copy of the search warrant, essentially saying, we want to show the American people, and they say this in their filing, that there's a public interest in showing the American people what we were up to and why we did this.
This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time.
And why do you think he decided to do that? Why do you think that he felt it was so important to make that search warrant public?
I think that to a degree, this is Merrick Garland trying to bolster the integrity of this investigation and try to persuade Americans, look, this is not politically motivated. We have reason to believe that something bad happened here. Perhaps a crime was committed, and we're going to show you the paperwork.